Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew here. A Kingaroy man has been charged with manslaughter after a 21-year-old died under suspicious circumstances in Bowie. Police thought the man had died in a car crash on a private property, but later found the Nanango local died from a gunshot. He was located unconscious and trapped in the crashed car before being taken to hospital, where he later died. The 38-year-old man will face Murgan Magistrates Court today. Queensland pharmacists say they are already seeing a flood of bookings for flu vaccinations as the season has got off to an early start. The state government has once again made the jab free at your local GP clinic or pharmacy for anyone older than 6 months. Terry White chemist Ellie Elficki says you can't underestimate the seriousness of flu.
Kind of like a serious respiratory disease that you can get hospitalised and it can be fatal. So we do have a high number of deaths of the flu every year. That's why we recommend the people to get protected, because you're going to protect yourself, not just for yourself. You're going to protect your family. You're going to protect the community.
The Queensland Police Union has warned that officers won't be able to enforce new coercive control legislation. President Ian Levis says while the new laws are much needed, there is a false expectation that they have the resources to uphold them.
We're responding to over 500 domestic and family violence incidents every day. There's been 60,000 breaches and DV orders over the past financial year. There's been 190,000 calls for service when it comes to domestic violence. It is a real problem for police.
The union is calling for a multidisciplinary response to domestic and family violence that would include police, lawyers and government departments all working together. And construction has started on a $31 million commercial precinct in Toowoomba. The site on the corner of James and West Street in Harristown will be home to Officeworks, a retail tenancy and 2 drive-through eateries. The precinct is expected to open by April next year.